Masechet Kelim Perek Tet Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about more leather and wooden utensils, if they're subject to Tum'ah or not. We'll first list four that do not become Tameh. Mishnah says, Hamalkot Shel Bakar, leather blindfolds that are used to cover an ox while it's threshing to make sure that it doesn't get distracted. Vehe Hasim Shelo, its muzzle made from rope. V'hamadaf shel devorim, and a flat strip, leather strip that's placed under a beehive to drive out the bees. When a beekeeper wanted to collect the honey, he would put this leather underneath it, and then he would light something under it, and the smoke would drive all the bees out of the hive. V'hamenafeh, and a fan made of leather, which a person could fan himself on a hot day. Hare elu tehorim, all these utensils are tahor, they cannot become tameh because they're flat, and they do not possess containers. We're going to give a general rule at the end of the Mishnah that an object that on its own would normally not be Tameh could still become Tameh on a Darabanan level if it helps another utensil when that other utensil is being used and also when not being used. For example, a cover of a pot is a part of the utensil that it serves. But if it services a different utensil only when that other container is in active use, then it remains tahor. We'll talk about the laws of two items where this rule would apply. Kisui shel kufsa tameh, a unattached wooden or leather cover of a small jewelry box of a woman can become tameh. It's used to cover the box even when it's empty. It's looked at as part of the jewelry box. Kisui kamtera tahor, the cover of a clothing chest is tahor. The chest itself can become tameh. The cover is not considered to be part of it since it doesn't always stay on it at all times. When the chest is empty, when there's nothing in there, the cover doesn't normally stay on. Now we'll give another 18 leather and wooden utensils that are all tahor for one reason, for the same reason as the cover mentioned above, or for different reasons. Kisui teva, the cover of a regular chest. Kisui teni, the cover of a wooden basket. V'hamachbesh shel harash, a woodworker's press. V'hakeset shetahata teva v'hakimron shela, the leather cushion put under a wooden chest to protect it from rotting, and the chest's canopy, which protects it from rain. V'angelin shel sefer, a leather case of a scroll, which prevents the scroll from being damaged. Bet haneger bet haman'ul, or ubet ha-mezuzah, the leather case of a door bolt, the leather case of a lock, and the metal case of a mezuzah. Vetik nevalin, vetik kinorot, the case of a lyre and the case of a harp, protect the instruments. V'ha'imum shel godle misnafot, turban maker's wood head-shaped form. V'ha'markof shel zamar, a singer's wooden play horse. They would use it here to help in their act. Udivichel ayalit, a music instrument of a whaler. Vehagenognit heani, poor man's pouch that they would use to hold onto their belongings. Vesamochot hamita, wooden supports of a bed, which were placed under the bed frame. Utfus shel tefila, a wooden block used as a mold for making the box of the tefillin. Ve'emum shel ose sutot, and the dummy of garment weavers where clothing was woven. Hare elu tehorim, all these items are tahor. The general rule. Ze akelal, amar biose. Ko meshameshav shel adam bishat melacha v'shelo bishat melacha tameh. Anything that is meant for servicing a utensil that serves other utensils, and it does it when the utensil is in use, and when the utensil is not in use, this is the general rule we said earlier, can become tameh. Because she'eno ela b'sha'at melacha tahor, anything that's meant to service another utensil only when the other utensil is being used, like the cover of the clothing chest, is tahor.